Misunderstood. That's Fastway from their 1984 release, All Fired Up. And before that, we had Motorhead, Love Me Like a Reptile, from 1980's Ace of Spades. And those two songs have one common theme, Fast Eddie Clark on guitar. And we lost Fast Eddie this past week at the age of 67. So now the original classic lineup, I shouldn't say the original, but the classic lineup of Motorhead with Lemmy and Filthy Phil and Fast Eddie. Maybe they're all reuniting and jamming out to the Ace of Spades right now. So anyway, yeah, that was kind of a sad thing this week, losing Fast Eddie. So Motorhead, Fastway, saying goodbye to Fast Eddie Clark. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to episode 49 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for joining me for another rockin' episode. And we're going to keep things rolling now with a band called Wasted, playing the Fastway. Thinking about Fast Eddie this past week made me think about Wasted, because Fastway was originally formed with Jerry Shirley from Humble Pie, Fast Eddie from Motorhead, and Pete Way from UFO. But the interesting thing is Pete Way never ended up being in the Fastway band or on the records, as he couldn't get out of a record deal he had with Chrysalis Records. So he never actually ended up in Fastway, even though the way in Fastway comes from Pete Way. But after that, he did have a band called Wasted. So hearing the Fastway and thinking about all that this week, I decided to pull out their 1986 album, Save Your Prayers. From Wasted, this is Walls Fall Down. Yeah. Place Dead. That's from their 1986 album, Save Your Prayers. We're going to keep things rolling now with something brand new, something from this year, 2018. You've heard me play a couple of tracks from this album already. It comes out January 18th, I believe it is. I believe that's the date. Joe Perry from Aerosmith has a new solo record coming out and some different singers on it. This next track I'm going to feature for you actually is Joe Perry on lead vocal as well as guitar. So from his 2018 upcoming album called Switzerland Manifesto, this is Joe Perry with Eve of Destruction. Joe Perry, Eve of Destruction from his upcoming album, Switzerland Manifesto. Ralph Rasmussen keeping the rock rolling now with some Chicago rockers from the past. Back in 1993, Tattoo put out an album called Kings of the White Trash Neighborhood. This is Price is Right. Price is Right from Chicago Rockers Tattoo, and they're not talking about the game show there, and that's my good buddy Gary Stewart belting out the lead vocals there. And speaking of lead vocalists, next up I've got something from the old Danger Danger lead vocalist, Ted Poley. In 2006, he put out a record called Collateral Damage. This is a tune called Endgame. We'll be right back. Ted Poley with Endgame from his 2006 release Collateral Damage. This is the Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 49. And I just learned from a new subscriber, a new listener, that in iTunes, if you search for Radio Bypass, it doesn't show up. But if you search for Radio Bypass Podcast, it does show up. So probably something about the way I set this up that I didn't realize created a problem. So if you've been looking for it in iTunes, try Radio Bypass Podcast and it'll show up that way, or under my name it also shows up as well. So I just learned about that, so thank you for letting me know about that. And if you haven't checked out the Facebook page yet, there's not a whole lot there, but if you can give it a like, that would be great. A review in iTunes would be wonderful too. And make sure you're checking out this podcast every week with me, will you? Because I'm going to keep trying to bring you some great rock and roll that the radio is ignoring. And we're going to keep it rolling now with Blackstone Cherry. They did an album last year, 2017, called Black to Blues. This is a tune called Palace of the King.
Yeah, I spent a mother Sunday talking about the places I've been.
Black Stone Cherry, Palace of the King from their 2017 Black to the Blues EP. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to episode 49 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we're going to keep things rolling now, going back to 1991 for some Skid Row. And then we're going to follow that up with some Sebastian Bach from 20 years later. So you can kind of see what he's up to in more recent times. But anyway, going back to their great Slave to the Grind LP, this is a tune called The Threat. It's from 1991, Slave to the Grind. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, getting ready to go back to the grind tomorrow. Monday starts a new work week, right, for most of us. Although some people will be off tomorrow for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I'm not one of those people, though. Anyway, I hope you've been enjoying episode 49 of the Radio Bypass Podcast so far. Still got one last song for you. Come back next Sunday for another great episode of some great rock and roll. And if you have any requests, anything you'd like to hear, You can, of course, now leave a note on the Facebook page, Radio Bypass Facebook page. You can also send me an email, ralph@radiobypass.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. If there's something you want to hear, you just let me know, and if I have it, I'll try to add it into an upcoming episode. And we got a lot of things planned for the first quarter of this year, including some of the career retrospectives I've been wanting to do, such as the Scorpions and Iron Maiden. So far, we've only done Judas Priest, but we will get there and do some more. Anyway, I've got to get out of here for today. I'm going to leave you with one from Sebastian Bach. As I mentioned going into the Skid Row song, Slave to the Grind came out in 1991. 20 years later, 2011, Sebastian Bach put out a solo record called Kicking and Screaming, and I'm going to leave you with the title track right now. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Talk to you next Sunday.